You're listening to Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast, Season 3, Episode 8, Lists, Lists, Lists. Hi, friends. Let's start this episode with a check-in. How are you feeling? Where are you in your Christmas plans and preparations? Remember, it's okay to take a time out and recharge your Christmas batteries. The holiday season is a marathon, not a sprint. I've told you before how much I rely on lists, and especially at Christmas. Lists, lists, lists. Let's talk about those little helpers. I think of a list as a space saver in my mind. When I have an idea or a responsibility, I find if I write it down, I can free my mind to think of other things I need to tackle. I keep my lists on my phone, so no matter where I am, my lists are always a click away. I have a general to-do list, but I also have a Christmas gift list, a Christmas menu list, an Advent box list, and of course, a Christmas podcast list. I put the year in the title of my gifts list and menu list, so I can refer to it in coming years to see who I got gifts for and what I prepared for meals. Something I love about lists is accomplishing the things on them. On my to-do list, I just delete the items. But on my gift list, I put a check mark when I've gifted the item. Both acts are very satisfying. On my to-do list, there are certain things that are more of a priority than others, so those get an asterisk by them to show their priority. Clearly, I'm a visual person, so these tips resonate with me. Maybe you're already a list person, or maybe these tips will help you free up your mind and make you feel more productive. How's your gift list coming along? Are you stuck on what to get for some people? Here are some ideas. How about a travel scarf from the company Zest? It's functional, soft, and there are lots of ways to style it. An herb wreath is a lovely gift for a gardener or chef, and if you take care of it, it can be used for a long time. Check them out online. There are a lot of fun varieties and places to order from on Google. How about an avid reader? Gift someone a book you loved this year. I read The Nightingale recently, and it was great. Bookstores also have books on topics or hobbies. I get great ideas from my Barnes & Noble near me. Etsy has so many creative and great gifts for people of all ages. Speaking of creative, you could gift someone a date each month of the upcoming year to do something fun, special, or simple, like a virtual phone call, or a coffee date, or a walk and talk. Make plans for monthly Lego building nights, playing ping pong dates, or a creative day each month where you bake or do something artistic with your kids. Sometimes your time can be someone's favorite gift. My friend Ingrid's daughter, Tori, has an app called Go Wish. Here, she can create a wish list, which makes it easy for others to get her what she really wants. Check out Gold Belly for shipping yummy food to loved ones out of town who don't need more material things. My friend Karen sent her parents lobster rolls. Do you have a coffee lover on your list? I love my self-heating mug from Next Mug. Now every sip is just as warm as the first one. Ah! Christmas metal tins are great to give and receive. You can fill them with ribbon, tape, scissors, gift labels, and slap bracelets for gift wrap rolls to set someone up for wrapping success. You can reuse them by filling them with parchment or tissue paper and gifting homemade treats. Gift someone little white outdoor lights that are solar powered for a pretty festive backyard look year-round. In addition to Santa, I like to put little surprises in the stockings at our house. I find great little treats at shops near me like Trader Joe's, Fresh Market, Whole Foods, Hobby Lobby, Target, and Publix. Water cups like Stanley's are a big trend right now. I prefer my Contigo Straw Cup by Allie Love. That would make a fun gift with vitamin C packets or flavored water drops or noon hydration tablets. For your kiddos, Cade and Lane makes Color Me PJs and tote bags. That's something fun and different. I like the idea of family Christmas-themed onesies, too. What a holiday statement that would make on Christmas Day. Some useful kid gifts are sleeping bags, suitcases, or personalized beach towels. Is there a fun celebrity that your loved one is into? The website Cameo allows you to pay for a celebrity or sports figure to send a personalized message. This could be a gift from a group to a person who has everything. For a person who likes to cook, you could gift a fun cookbook and some unique ingredients. My mom put together a recipe book for me of favorite family recipes, and that was really special and meaningful. A sweet gift idea is a basket full of candy or snacks that your gift recipient loves. Last year, I received a pretty, shiny, tiny pot filled with all the fresh ingredients for a simmer pot from my friend Ashley. And my friend Christy put together a little bag filled with simmer pot ingredients and a sweet note that said, "Have a sensational Christmas." Maybe you can think of someone who might appreciate one of those. I hope you get some inspiration from these ideas. Gift giving can be stressful, but also fun. Alert! Alert! We interrupt this podcast for some real talk. Last week, I started to feel like I might be getting sick. What a disappointment. I kept thinking it would be to miss out on all the fun things I have coming up and planned. I started doing all the things and hoped for the best. I thought about how it would feel to miss out, and while I would be so sad, I realized that Christmas would still happen, even if it wasn't the way I imagined. I remembered the night when Drew was sick and up all night on Christmas Eve, and how even though we were so tired on Christmas morning, we still had a wonderful holiday because we were together. You just can't plan everything. Thankfully, this time for me, it was just a little congestion, and I've been able to rally. It was a good reminder to slow down and take care of myself some more. I highly recommend Puka, Elderberry, and Echinacea Tea, Emergency Packets, and Beekeeper's Propolis. Eating spicy food helps my congestion, along with good old-fashioned chicken soup. You might want to throw in a few extra prayers like me to ask for good health, especially at Christmas. Are you ready for it? Boom, boom, boom. For this episode's top five, I'm giving you a top 10. Here are 10 random Christmas ideas from my Christmas podcast list that I hope you find helpful. I still have a lot more to share. Number one, a fun way to display Christmas cards is to use tree branches. Tie the cards on with ribbon and put them in a large vase. Number two, donate items to an animal shelter or vet. Most places can use older blankets, towels, and sheets. Number three, create a fun family Christmas handshake. Number four, for Christmas Eve dinner, consider wearing PJs and ordering a taco box. Willie's and Moe's are taco chains near us that offer these. They feed a lot of people, are reasonably priced, and they come with all the fixins to make custom tacos. Number five, make welcome signs for the bedroom doors. For my college kids, I do a sign that says, "Welcome home. Christmas is starting now." My boys would always make a welcome sign for my parents, and then my mom would add a North Pole, no peeking sign to it. If you have a guest bedroom, be sure you sleep in the bed at least once to make sure it's comfortable. Number six, make a Christmas grab basket for fun accessories like light-up necklaces, hats, and sunglasses. Number seven, Keep some extra laundry baskets on hand for gifts, shoes, blankets, or anything you need to quickly stash out of the way. Number 8. If you don't have a gift closet, use a hanging shoe organizer for things like tape, scissors, bows, labels, and tissue paper. Number 9. Outdoor decor got you stressed? Just focus on the area by your front door. Consider a Christmas doormat, a holiday plant, or a light-up decoration. Simple and festive decor still means you've done your part. And number 10, organize your pantry and set aside a shelf for holiday treats or for visitors to put things they brought with them for dietary needs or the things that you got for them ahead of time. Speaking of food, now for something yummy. You know, not everyone loves sweets. My son Drew is particular about the kind of goodies he likes. So for one of our Advent box activities this week, we're going to make soft pretzels. This recipe is from Joanna Gaines from the winter edition of her Magnolia Journal magazine that I love. Here's what you need. 2 packs of active dry yeast, 1 teaspoon plus 1/2 cup of sugar, 1 3/4 cups warm water, 1 tablespoon of vegetable oil, 5 cups of flour, 2 teaspoons of kosher salt, nonstick cooking spray, 1/3 cup of baking soda, 4 cups boiling water, Maldon salt, and butter for finishing. Now stir your yeast, 1 teaspoon of sugar, and your warm water in a medium bowl and set it aside for about 10 minutes or until it's bubbly. While waiting, combine your flour, the rest of the sugar, and the kosher salt in a stand mixer with a dough hook. Turn the machine to low, add your oil and the yeast mixture, and beat this at medium-low speed for 5 minutes. While mixing, prepare a large bowl by spraying it with nonstick spray. Then put your dough in and turn to coat it with the spray. Now cover and let it sit in a warm space to rise for about an hour. After this, your dough should be doubled in size. Go ahead and preheat your oven to 425 degrees and line 2 baking sheets with parchment paper. Turn your dough onto a lightly floured surface and divide it into 16 equal parts. Then roll each one into a 24-inch rope and twist it into a pretzel shape. Now put your baking soda into a large bowl. Add your boiling water and stir until dissolved. Then take each pretzel, dip it into the water, and lay it on the parchment-lined sheets. Sprinkle with Maldon flake salt. Place your sheets in the oven and bake for about 8 minutes or until golden brown. Then brush each pretzel with some melted butter and serve them warm. Enjoy! Here is a Christmas quote to help you get merry, because while giving and receiving gifts is fun, there's so much more to Christmas. This quote is from Janice Mediter. Quote, "Christmas is not as much about opening our presents as opening our hearts," end quote. Well, friends, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. We have 2 more episodes this season, and the next one is going to be a destination episode. You won't want to miss it. Be sure to share this episode with a friend and give a review. If you want to be part of the conversation, follow me on Instagram and Threads at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast. You can also email me with questions, comments, or Christmas ideas you want to share at marysmerrychristmaspodcast@gmail.com. Now get out there and spread some Christmas joy. You've got this.